does. And in my presentation, I'll describe national elements in Armenian musicological discourse through composer Aram Khachaturian. He's an interesting subject for research because of his position on borderlands of different, even controversial approaches. He can be viewed in many ways, like by his nationality as an Armenian, as a composer who sought for inspiration from different Oriental cultures, and concerning his education, which he received in Moscow, where he also lived most of his life, he can be perceived as a Russian composer. Ethnicity can be used for constructing borders that preserve social and cultural identities. And this is also the case with Khachaturian. He symbolizes, for Armenians, he symbolizes specifically Armenianness, but also Europeanness of Armenians. And at the same time, he created Orientalism in music in a broader sense. Like he was a composer who used in his compositions not only Armenian, but also Russian, Georgian, Ukrainian elements. And from all Soviet composers, he was the only one to become world famous. But he's also interesting material and cultural political perspective. Like, Soviet power needed an artist to accomplish its national ideologies. And in Khachaturian's music, a patriotic element was joined with national, so he suited perfectly into this role. And today, in his reception, self-image of Armenians can be viewed in two ways. Like making it look exotic and emphasizing on its national originality, yet on the other hand, simplifying it, adopting a presumable Western audience. Armenian geopolitical situation explains partly the problematics of Khachaturian. On that subject, colonial and dominant relations are taken into account. Armenia has always been in the center of interest of different powers, becoming part of the Ottoman Empire in the 15th century, but in the 19th century, Eastern Armenia became part of the Russian Empire. And due to the position on the borderlands of different empires, Caucasian culture is characterized by its hybridity. Like many ethnic groups with different languages, ethnic and religion lived there together. But yet, as the first Christian country in the world, in predominant of the Muslim region, Armenia doesn't see itself fitting into region and positions itself consistently to Europe by seeking also for proof. And music offers such proof for Armenian cultural elite who positions itself into Europe, although traditional music belongs to the Middle East. And during Soviet years, in Armenian classical music, certain canon formed, and commonly three classics are being highlighted there: Komitas, Alexander Spindyarov, and Aram Khachaturian. And they all belong to the system of national symbols of Armenia, in addition to Christianity and genocide in 1915, the system is characterized with birth of national romantic sentiments in the 19th century. Many cultural figures occurred from this period. Now I'll say a few words about Armenian cultural relations with Russia. Relations between the colonizer and the one who is colonized can be characterized by certain ambivalence, where both fascination and opposition occur. And this was also common to Russians attitude towards Caucasians in the 19th century, when the Montu stereotypes emerged for representing Eastern music. And invasion of Caucasia coincided with the bloom of Russian Romanticism that draw inspiration from East. So on one hand, the representations of East were very militant. On the other hand, Caucasus was perceived as something exotic, romantic. And after being conquered by Russia, Eastern music became in 1829 part of the Tsarist Russia. And for Armenians, Christian Russia was identified with Europe, with whom Armenians shared closer mentality than with Muslim countries around. One has to keep in mind that Eastern Armenian culture didn't develop so much on the territory of today's Armenia, but rather on neighboring nations. An important role here had Georgia's capital, Tbilisi. global center during the 19th century. And as I said, like, for Armenians, Russia became a window to Western national ideas. Armenian composers emerged to validate tradition, culture, and observe it from the outside. Like, they started to compose polyphonic and homophonic music, using European genres and Western notation. And from portraying the East, they took all the composition techniques of Western art music. And in the 1920s, after short period of Democratic Republic of Armenia, Eastern Armenia became part of the Soviet Union, like Western Armenia is part of Turkish Republic. Soviet Union's cultural politics continued literally what Russian Empire had started. Like Soviet nation's culture developed accordingly to Moscow's directives and became, to some extent, colonial culture. And central playing was nationalism, which in music meant that composers with different cultural and historical background had to use in their music folk tunes or elements of folk music. And for Caucasian music culture, it meant imitating Eastern aspects by composers of Russian school. And due to this cultural politics, Soviet republics had to build national opera, create repertoire, and so on. And here, simplified geopolitical worldview became visible, as many republics, people from different ethnics lived together, like as it was in Georgia or Azerbaijan. But in those conditions, Armenian culture was in a good position because they didn't have to form solid culture from scratch, as they started to write Western style music already in the 19th century. Now I will continue with three parallel narratives about Khachaturian existing side by side in Soviet Armenian musicological literature. Like Khachaturian as Oriental, as Armenian, and as a Russian composer. Also, through analyzing his letters and articles written by him, I also tried to map his self-representations and to see how it fits with texts written about him in Armenian musicological literature. Khachaturian's compositions are often highlighted as the best examples of Armenian music, like where also fragments of Armenian folk tunes can be heard. Yet his music can also be interpreted as Russian music with exotic elements. And his life is also multifaceted. He wasn't born in Armenia, but Georgia, in Tbilisi, where he lived until turning 18 and going to Moscow to study. In his writings, Khachaturian leaves an impression of typical diasporic Armenia, though there was no such concept in the Soviet Union. His letters are mostly Russian, sometimes some words are in Armenian, sometimes he says that he would like to write in Armenian but can't, and that some rare letters are in Armenian. His texts to different newspapers are also very patriotic. For example, article of Armenio to Armenia fits with discourse of diasporic texts about Armenia today, and this is like a enthusiastic travelogue to different districts of Armenia, full of pride of its own nation. Another typical Armenian narrative in his writings and letters, especially, considers Armenian genocide. For example, in his interview in 1973 to Schneerson, musicologist, in Sovetska Muzyka, he recalls the genocide by calling it mass destruction of Armenian population in Western Armenia. Khachaturian follows regularly if he's mentioned in context of Armenia, but also Soviet East music. Like, he clearly considers himself the creator of Soviet Eastern music and recalls Shostakovich's and Karajan's pronouncements on this topic. And he also draws attention to it when feeling forgotten by official institutions. Importance of being perceived as Armenian for others becomes clear in many cases. For example, in 1973, he sent a really angry letter to Lebanese Armenian newspaper Azdak, in which the author allegedly wrote as if he has called himself a Russian composer. And in Armenian musicological literature, Khachaturian's Armenianness is also a very important aspect. For example, musicologist Tigrano claims that Khachaturian will always preserve a blood bond with Armenia, in spite that Khachaturian never actually lived in Armenia. But those approaches are not limited only specifically Armenia, but also Caucasia and Soviet East in larger sense. One of the first connects his music to the experience of Transcaucasia, which they see also something in broad. Like often Armenians and Easterners are even presented the same topic. For example, by Arjuna, who says, Khachaturian had strong impact on the establishment of Armenian Soviet music school. Compositions of Khachaturian started to express many important rules and tendencies that characterize Eastern music overall. And in the largest sense, he's seen as someone who unified Eastern traditions and European music. This multifaceted reception is in accordance with his own representations. As I said, he was very patriotic about Armenia. But in his letters, it's sometimes hard to distinguish what elements are important to him, like Georgian, Armenian, Azeri. And of course, he traveled often in Armenia, lived there occasionally, but nonetheless, he expressed that he would like to research national music cultures living side by side, such as Georgians, Armenians, Armenians and Azerbaijanis, and so on. Concerning national elements in Khachaturian's music, discussion commonly focuses on Davut Galanei, but Khachaturian composed many other interesting pieces also from the standpoint. And from my analysis, I chose a piece called Song Poem in honor of Ashur, like Pesnya Poema Chesta Ashura, for piano and violin. This is a composition from early period, written in 1929 during studies at the conservatory, and considered one of the best pieces from those years. Just shortly.
For example, Tigranov says that instrumental work from this period
are characterized by the influence of different branches of Eastern music, like such as Ashur music, like with greater experience of European, also Russian composers. Musicologist Arjuna finds that Ashurga had the biggest impact on Khachaturian's style because of its synthetic nature, and Piesnia Poema is one of the most typical examples here. Like, he believes that Ashurga exhibits itself in all complex means of expression, and then he dons those means, like harmonic language that imitates natural instruments, thematic development that is like freely improvisational, and so on. Like, and according to him, Khachaturian is like able to sing Piesnia Poema theme as Ashur would have done in a moment of inspiration. And also Schneerson mentions that the piece is inspired by Ashur God. Like, he finds it poetic, developing in an improvisation manner, melody full of rich embellishments in oriental style, rhythmically diverse, and so on. And he also finds many interesting harmonic solutions that remind him of the sound of Tar and Kamanchal, which are like instruments in Caucasia. Like, this is another common tendency here to compare this harmony of the piece with folk instruments. And the composer himself has also written in Sovetska Muzika that he loved very much sound of Tar. But yet Khachaturian has said also that although he doesn't design method of quoting or thinking folk melodies, he actually prefers like free implementation of folk tune elements. And he also deconstructs the romanticism concerning Armenianness in his music. Like, just one example, also from Letter to Victor von Slow. Here's how he writes about me. Ashur, Busan, Southern temperament, folk rhythms. I don't deny all of this. But this is all just an opportunity from a fantasy, opportunity, sorry, for not going humble from a creation. And to summarize, Khachaturian continued Armenian-European school that was born in the 19th century during national awakening period. And from this period also his role models originated, like such as painter Martin Rossayan, writer Avetiki Sarkisyan, and many others. And after all, he studied in Moscow, Moscow school identity can be seen also in his letters. Like, for example, my favorite is where he brings when he brings it up in his letter to musicology, Duke Georgi Tigranov, where he's worried about his representation. So, in my talk, I tried to deconstruct three parallel narratives concerning Armenian composer Khachaturian. It also seemed to me that Khachaturian was also quite aware of his ideological position, like he took part in this myth creation as a truly Armenian-oriented composer. And this is all understandable, well-known fact, and typical rhetoric here is that because of his origin, he saw this culture from inside, and this is what made him different from Russian composers. And this rhetoric has been used in Armenian musicology for years. And Armenia as a country has a complicated history with complex geopolitical heritage and lots of problems. And history writing offers one way to resolve them. And these days in Armenian history writing, we often see the antiquity of the culture is emphasized, and how, on the other hand, self-image Western paradigm, which usually means Russia, is constructed. And it seems to me that Armenians, on an institutional level, like, they create borders between them and their Muslim neighborhood. And for this, they reorganize the memory and create historical and cultural narratives that support their European self-image, which fits very well with solid cultural policy. And as they also want to preserve their Armenianness, they emphasize their originality and exoticism. And for me, reception of Khachaturian is one of the good examples here. But nevertheless, I hope that at some point, instead of reconstructions of national myths, like, deconstruction will start to take place. Thank you.